Ever heard of a computer like powered by gears and levers instead of silicon chips?
You might be thinking, is this some steampunk novel?
Nope, this is the real deal. Today, we're diving into the life of Percy Ludgate, a name practically lost to history. Well, until recently. He was a clerk in Ireland in the early 1900s. Not a scientist, not an engineer, yet this guy designed a groundbreaking mechanical computer.
What's fascinating here is that Ludgate wasn't just some, eccentric tinkerer. His story challenges our whole idea of who gets to be a tech innovator. Plus, some of his concepts were, well, way ahead of their time. They actually foreshadow things you probably use every day.
Okay, color me intrigued. But before we get into his mind-blowing invention, paint the picture for us. What was going on in the world that might have sparked Ludgate's genius?
Imagine a time when scientific thought was undergoing a massive transformation. The late 19th and early 20th centuries were a far cry from the days of just sitting back and theorizing. This was an era of experimentation, of pushing the boundaries of what was possible.
So instead of just thinking about stuff, people were actually building things, testing out their ideas.
Exactly. And one of the big names pushing this scientific revolution was Charles Babbage, a brilliant, though somewhat eccentric, English scientist. You might know him as the father of the computer.
Oh yeah, Babbage. He's the guy who designed that giant difference engine, right? The one that was supposed to automate complex calculations, but never actually got finished.
That's the one. And while the difference engine was impressive for its time, what's really important in Ludgate's story is Babbage's other invention, the analytical engine. This thing was designed to be, in theory, capable of carrying out any mathematical operation automatically, all controlled by a set of instructions.
Hold on, are you saying Babbage was basically trying to build a programmable computer way back then?
You got it. Now, the analytical engine never actually got built either, but its design is what we now consider the true ancestor to the computers we use today.
Wow, that puts things in perspective. So we've got Babbage, the celebrated professor designing complex machines, and then there's Ludgate, a clerk seemingly worlds apart. But here's the kicker, right? They were both after the same goal, creating a machine that could crunch numbers in ways no one had ever imagined.
And that's where things get really interesting. Because while Babbage built his designs around addition, Ludgate's genius was basing everything on multiplication.
Wait, what? Isn't multiplication just a fancy way of doing repeated addition anyway? Why is that such a big deal?
It might seem like a small difference, but trust me, this seemingly small shift is huge EE. You see, by focusing on multiplication, Ludgate could unlock a level of efficiency and complexity that just wasn't possible with Babbage's added approach.
Okay, now you have to explain this like I'm five. How do you even build a mechanical multiplication machine?
Picture this. Ludgate developed this ingenious system he called the index. Imagine a slide rule. But instead of you moving the parts, it's all done internally by the machine, using a system of sliding rods to represent numbers and their logarithms.
Logarithms, like back to high school math class.
Exactly. But Ludgate wasn't using them for trigonometry. Think of logarithms like a shortcut for multiplication. It allowed him to, compress a huge number of calculations into a more manageable form. His machine could then manipulate these logarithms to perform complex multiplications with incredible speed.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this is way more than just a fancy calculator. But how does this connect to the computers we use today?
This is where it gets really mind-blowing. Think about what we use computers for today: signal processing, AI, crunching massive amounts of data. A core operation in those fields is something called multiply accumulate, or M. MA. Okay, now you've officially lost me. It's simpler than it sounds. Imagine you're working with a huge spreadsheet. You need to multiply numbers in each row and then add all the results together. That's basically what MMAG does, just on a much larger and faster scale.
So, like, in those huge spreadsheets, it's automatically doing the multiplication in each row, then adding them all up.
Exactly. It's a fundamental process for anything involving lots of data processing. And guess what? Ludgate's index, this mechanical marvel he designed back in 1909, was essentially doing a form of MAC mechanically. He was decades ahead of his time in that regard.
Hold on, are you saying my smartphone is basically using a version of what Ludgate came up with back then? That's insane. This clerk from Ireland was a secret tech visionary.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just the index where Ludgate's genius shone through. His approach to data storage was also revolutionary. While Babbage relied on columns of gears, Ludgate's design was remarkably compact. He envisioned using two concentric cylinders, each containing these little shuttles that held the numbers.
Shuttles, like
Yeah.
tiny little spaceships carrying data around.
Sort of. Each shuttle would hold a 20-digit number.
and the machine would rotate the cylinders to bring the right shuttles into position for calculations. It was an incredibly elegant and efficient use of space, especially compared to the room-sized computers that would come decades later.
Okay, so you've got this incredible machine years ahead of its time. It's almost like Ludgate pulled these concepts out of thin air. But here's the million-dollar question. If he was so brilliant, why haven't we heard of him? Why did his invention fade into obscurity?
That's the real mystery. And unfortunately, the answers are shrouded in the mists of time. But there are a few clues we can piece together, starting with Ludgate's career path. Remember how we mentioned he was on track for a stable government career?
Yeah, he even aced those civil service exams, right?
Exactly. But then, something strange happened. He was passed over for a position.
So here we have Ludgate, on the cusp of something huge with his analytical machine, but then life throws a curveball. Almost like someone recognized his potential, but decided to sideline him. Almost like they were scared of what he might achieve.
It's certainly a possibility, though the historical record is frustratingly vague on this point. We know from some accounts that Ludgate's abilities were whispered about. Even back then, people recognized he was onto something special.
But whether it was jealousy, fear of his unconventional ideas, or something else entirely, we just don't know.
Exactly. It's one of those tantalizing historical what-ifs. And the mystery deepens when you look at his personal life.
Right, because there's no obvious reason for him to be obsessed with computing. No family connection to engineering, no sign he was inspired by gadgets of the time.
It's as if his fascination with mechanical computation just emerged, fully formed, like Athena springing from Zeus's head.
Yeah, talk about a light bulb moment, except we don't even know what sparked it. And then, as if things couldn't get weirder, World War I throws another wrench into the works.
Absolutely. Ludgate did contribute to the war effort, that much we know. But the details are incredibly scarce. It's as if his work just disappeared.
Lost to time, overshadowed by global conflict. It's a familiar tragedy for so many brilliant minds throughout history.
Indeed, but Ludgate's story doesn't end there. In a strange twist of fate, his work resurfaces decades later in the middle of a high-stakes patent battle.
Wait, really? How does a forgotten clerk from the early 1900s end up impacting the world of modern computing?
Fast forward to the 1960s. Konrad Zuse, a German engineer who many consider the inventor of the first programmable computer, is trying to patent his designs.
Trying to secure his place in history, legally speaking?
Precisely, but here's where it gets wild. Someone unearths Ludgate's 1909 paper, the one outlining his analytical machine.
You're kidding. After all these years, Ludgate's work comes back into play.
And not just in a, you know, oh, that's a neat historical footnote kind of way. Ludgate's paper is used to argue that Zuse's ideas weren't entirely original, that the seeds of his invention had been sown decades earlier.
Wow, talk about a plot twist. This forgotten genius throws a wrench into the gears of a major patent dispute.
It's a real head-scratcher. Who dug up Ludgate's work and why? The evidence, while circumstantial, points to IBM.
IBM, the tech giant. What was their angle?
Well, the world of early computing was fiercely competitive. Patents were incredibly valuable, and IBM had a lot to gain from delaying or derailing Zuse's claims.
So they used Ludgate's work as a weapon, a way to stall their competition.
It's certainly a plausible explanation, though IBM has always denied any involvement.
Of course they did. It's all very cloak and dagger. But it makes you wonder how different the world might be if Ludgate's genius had been recognized in his own time.
Absolutely. What if he'd had the resources, the support, the recognition he deserved? Could he have ushered in the era of computing decades earlier?
It's a question we can only ponder. But one thing's for sure. Percy Ludgate's story deserves to be remembered.
To that, I wholeheartedly agree. His legacy reminds us that innovation can come from anywhere, and that even the most overlooked voices can change the course of history.
So the next time you pull out your smartphone, take a moment to think about Percy Ludgate, the forgotten genius who, in his own way, helped shape the world we live in today. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the incredible life of Percy Ludgate. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and never underestimate the power of a single idea.